NTP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has unveiled an anti-fraud package. Ed Donohue reports it comes after the Trump administration threatened to halt Medicaid funds.
Vice President J.D. Vance says there will be a temporary halt to some Medicaid funding in Minnesota because of fraud.
You had Somali fraudsters who were saying that their kids were autistic even though they weren't. They were collecting a fat check from all of you, and they were getting rich from it.
The governor's response?
This is a targeted retribution against a state that the president doesn't like.
Tim Walz says the government is using false information as a pretext.
CMS's own numbers say Medicaid error rates in Minnesota are 2.1%. National average is 6.4%. Why are you coming to a state with the lowest in this?
Walz unveiled a package of legislation intended to fight fraud in public programs in Minnesota. I'm Ed Donohue.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's told members of Congress she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's or Ghislaine Maxwell's crimes. She gave a six-hour closed-door deposition to the House Oversight Committee, starting off 2 days of depositions that will include former President Bill Clinton. The ranking Democrat on the panel, Robert Garcia, noted a Republican committee member leaked a photo of today's session that ended up on social media.
She herself requested that the press and the public be allowed into the deposition. That was denied. And so at a very minimum, they need to immediately release the full transcript. And we're hopeful that tomorrow, for the former president, that the press would be allowed in and the public as well. That's been the request.
The CEO of Anthropic says the artificial intelligence company cannot in good conscience accede to Pentagon demands to allow wider use of its technology. And Netflix is declining to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and streaming business. This after Warner's board announced Paramount's revised offer was superior to the deal it had struck with Netflix. This is AP News. The captain of the U.S. women's hockey team is speaking out after a perceived slight by President Trump. Gethin Goolbaugh has the story.
Hillary Knight says the Olympic gold medal-winning U.S. women's hockey team is moving past what she calls a distasteful joke by President Donald Trump. Trump drew attention after telling the gold medal-winning U.S. men's team he would also have to invite the women's team to the White House. Knight said the video of Trump's remarks is taking attention away from the respectful relationship between the men's and women's teams. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman said the men in the moment, quote, should have reacted differently. I'm Gethin Goolbaugh.
And Brady Tkachuk of the men's team says a White House TikTok video falsely paints him as insulting Canadians. He calls the clip clearly fake and says the audio and lip movement do not match. The video uses fabricated audio with a bleeped slur. Tkachuk plays for the Ottawa Senators. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.